It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam. Boom, and we're back again, goddammit. Welcome back to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline to Chasing the Dream. I'm your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. How y'all doing? How is everybody? It's just another day. Another day in the world we live in. Y'all saying y'all affirmations. I hope y'all getting it in. Feeling better about yourself. The world is crumbled and the world is starting to rebuild, I guess. Who knows? Who knows where things are going? I still myself stray away from the internet from time to time just because I don't want to see the turmoil that's going down. I don't want to see it. Like, leave it there. I just prefer to go about life how life is for me. And, you know, life gives you your up and downs, your ups and downs. Along this journey, you will deal with a lot. You will deal with so much that'll make you want to be like, do I really want to do this? Am I doing this for a reason? Is there a purpose for me to be doing this? Why am I still doing this? You know why you're doing it. Till this day, I still have not been back on stage. Still not yet, but you know, the writing never stops. I always say that. It just feels like it's getting stagnant at this point, to where it feels like if I do come out and create something, it's not gonna really, nothing's gonna come of it. I'm not really sure like what route I should be taking or whatnot. Things get pretty difficult when you're just trying to piece it all together yourself. I always say I need other people to do it. Yeah, well, other people will be there eventually. You know, just right now I'm just, keeping on trucking, basically. It's the move up, man. You got to feel good about yourself. Eventually things will start coming together. Things will start coming together, man. The universe is there. The universe is on your side. And you keep manifesting. Keep meditating. Meditate, manifest, and medicate. Yeah. So, you know, how I've been doing, though, along this journey from the beginning, you know, it's been a long ways from being in Cali, and then the struggles going to Cali out there, fucking having it, the Honda Accord, 03 Honda Accord, with the goddamn 4 cylinders, but only 3 of them work. Then I gotta get everywhere. Goddamn, I had a sticker that had the OK symbol flashing on the back, and it was so I can get like extra money, because I just tried anything to get extra money out in California. And, you know, boom, now here I am, moving on up. Nigga gonna be moving into an apartment soon, tomorrow. I wanted to get this one out before I moved into my new apartment, just to be like, hey, this is what's happening. So by the time y'all do hear this, nigga will be in his apartment already, living lavish. Feeling real good about myself, getting things done. Facebook Market is a place to go to for items. If you need stuff for your apartment to fill it up, Facebook Market is the place to go. Instead of going to all these furniture places and shit like that, man, they got pretty good deals. Pretty good goddamn deals, you know. We're in November right now. Sober October is over. It was nice. It was a nice little run, but to be back in the mental state of, you subject your mind to different, different drugs, I guess, or different stimulants now. And so the consciousness of how I'm thinking, it's very hard to rationalize. It's very hard to put in words because it goes from one to another. And like, if I would fuck up when I wasn't doing anything, then it would be nothing I could blame it on. But if you fuck up now, when you do some type of substance, there's always something to blame it on. And I don't want it to be like that. I never want it to look like that, to where, like, oh, this is the reason why this is happening. Nah, I probably would have did that if I wasn't like this. I mean, simple mistakes, not really paying attention to certain things, just trying to go a mile a minute, trying to hurry up and finish things, get things completed. You might miss a step, you might miss something. Mistakes happen, so, but it's been good because I have been taking my time. Not really. I've been really tired, but things have been going on in my life to where I've been really loving it. I've been really loving the time that I've been spending with the people that I could spend it with. So, I'm really enjoying that. And yeah, I just been when I get my when I do get my time, I sit down, I meditate, and I go ahead and manifest them goals, man. Manifest them goals, man, 'cause hey, shit's happening. Shit's happening. I'm getting everything out of, well, not saying that it's like voodoo or anything like that, but man, you get what you want in life, and you gotta go for it. You gotta think hard about it, and this is what I've been wanting to get. Boom. I think I lost my car, got a whole nother one. Got a whole nother one that I'm paying on. Fucking credit done skyrocketed. Nigga, that shit's amazing. Just to watch your credit jump up like 30 points. Nigga, my credit was terrible. I'm a nigga that's getting out of debt. Come on, son. Come on. And I'm it it's this is it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. Boom, moving into an apartment. I've only been out here less than a year. Less than a year, I'm about to bounce back. Bounce back real quick, man. Moving up. Moving up is the plan. You gotta keep moving. And I'm eventually gonna get back out there. Like, things are starting to already roll and take effect. Roll over and take effect. So, I mean, I might not be as present on the internet besides this, besides me, my podcast and all you lovely listeners, and I appreciate the listens. It's crazy because when I got this apartment, they it seems pretty janky. It does, and it seems like I gotta be on my P's and Q's at this apartment because they are they I've caught them in a few lies already. I've also had to pay extra because I had a low credit score. So that right there kind of fucked things a little bit. And it's like, well, this is a bit much. I mean, y'all gonna let me in, but then y'all gonna make me pay more because, nigga, your credit history is terrible. And it's like, all right. That's why you gotta work on your credit score, people. Work on your credit score. Right. And so I gotta really be on them, and I gotta really be on my shit too. I definitely gotta be on my shit. I recently went back home, 'cause you gotta visit home. You gotta visit home for you travelers and all those people that's out there that, hey, this dream chase take you everywhere, but you gotta go back home just to get your piece of sanity back. Just to get a piece of livelihood, 'cause home is home. Like, shit, you can't. It'd be hard to get stuck somewhere and you home. Like, that's where family's at. There's no need to be like, if you broke down like in another city, another state, yeah, things might get a little edgy. But if you broke down at home, Shit, you should at least know two or three people that'll help you get out of bind, at least. At least, man, that's home. So, you know, it's always good to go home from time to time. You get your sense of normalcy back, and then bounce right back to wherever you was going. You know, no need to stay. There's no need to stay. The home is always gonna be there, and that's love. You know, but I did go. I did. It felt great. I went back home again. I keep saying that I'm not gonna go back home. Fuck what you're talking about. I can't help it. I can't help it, man. That's home is home, man. City is love. New Orleans is where I'm from. So I went back. I had a great time. Even though it was right after Hurricane Zeta, which fucks man. New Orleans can't even catch a break. They can't catch we like them motherfuckers down there. They can't catch a break. You know, COVID deaths and just cases, COVID cases and all that skyrocketing. And shit, the city getting shut down on lockdown, boom, and then boom, we get hit with a hurricane. It's on just flooding on top of high winds, knocked out all the power. All the power was gone. Still went down there. Had to go see the folk. It wasn't too bad because you know it wasn't hot or anything like that, so it was bearable. Power was out for quite some time though, like 3 or 4 days to some people. Some people had their power on the next day, but some people power was out for a while. I mean, shit, that's that disaster living. But you know, we just replant and rebuild, man. That's what you do. You get knocked down, you just get back up. Get knocked down 5 times, get up 6. Shit, you ain't dead yet, right? Right? You still living? Man, go chase that dream then. It doesn't matter if you feel as if you down in the dumps. Everybody has their moments. Fucking pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Go after it. You gotta chase it. You got to. It's the guy. This is the guideline to chasing the dream, man. This is just you ain't just walking after this thing. This is a chase. Like, ooh, it's almost there. Ooh, you almost had it. Yeah, oh, you're not quick enough. Yeah. I'm building the skills to make myself get faster to where this chase ain't shit. People wonder, since these are podcasts, if it should be structured or free form. But I mean, podcast started out when it was just free form, when people were just talking, chatting, shooting the shit. Just because everything like podcasts have been flooding the airwaves now, doesn't mean that it needs to be a certain thing. Like that, you don't have to have informational podcast. You don't have to have comedy podcast. You don't have to have a noobs podcast. Podcast can just be podcast, something that someone enjoys to listen to, something that someone gets inspiration from, you know, something that helps somebody get out of bed. It doesn't necessarily have to be structured. This can be free form. You know, somebody just likes to hear somebody talk just to have like a friend in their ear. You know, yeah, I like to spice it up from time to time, give you a little bit of this, give you a little bit of that. I haven't thrown a poem up in this thing in a minute, but you know, that's me. That's my form. That's my form of structure. It's still a free form. I still do as I please, but you know, I also add in a little bit of me, because this is what I perceive a podcast to be, giving you a bit tidbits of my personality, basically, see how I am, see what I do. See, I've came a long way from episode one to now, like especially because I've been doing this for a minute. It's just like the training wheels. When the training wheels come off when you're on stage, like when you actually kind of seem as if you found your voice, where things get into tunnel vision and you can just fucking go and go and go. This is what this feels like now compared to when I first started, to where it was all shy and laid back, like I don't know what to do because I'm expressing my feelings. But you got to get that embarrassment out. You gotta get it out, and you gotta go get it. And this is me still going to get it, you know? And boom, look at me moving up. And I ain't gonna stop moving up until the clock stops for me. But then by that time, we gonna work on things. We gonna start to upload our psyches into the matrix, and then we'll live forever. Yeah. Oh, also, news came back. I got a little card here. Let's see if you can. Right there, this little card here that says voter registration certificate. I believe I am officially registered to vote. Isn't that nice? Come on now. I don't have sound effects or anything, but if you use your imagination, which I employ people to do, people, my fans and followers, or whoever, what you have to call yourself, my dream chasers, you little jokers out there. Just imagine that there was a round of applause, or hurrahs from the audience or the crowd. Because it's a feat. It's something our ancestors wanted us to have. And, but things have been pretty wild lately, and the energy around me has just been pretty shaky, and I've felt something coming pretty soon. I'm speaking on me working. Y'all know I do my electrical. I've been doing my thing. Nigga get laid off and get hired back on to other places. First place I was working with was Hertz Electric. They're out of Fort Worth, Texas, or something like that. And I worked with them for fucking 7 months. 7 months. Shit, it got down to the point to where we was working 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. All right, that's 70 hours a week, nigga. We was getting it in, loving it. Nigga, hey, you gonna give me that money, bitch? I'm coming to get it. So, and then once that job is over, boom, they send you somewhere else. Now, once the job is over, they lay you off. I'm working with a temp service, and basically this temp service, I was out for about a week and a half. Week and a half, boom, collect that unemployment. That's because that's how you do it. You got to be an adult about this situation. If you're gonna get money somehow, to go ahead and support your habits, to support your needs of really what you want to do in life, you got to have a backup plan. Remember, I talked about the backup plans. Think if we're trying to move up, man, you got to have that backup plan. You got to have a backup plan for your backup plan to back up your backup plan. And this is what feeds the fire. This is what feeds my necessity to keep going. And me working and getting paid nicely. So, yeah, I working with Hertz, it was nice, but I was out for about a week and a half right after, and then after that, I got put on to this crew, that is ran by all entire in, entirely of Hectors. It's a heavy Hector crew. Like Hector's all over. I am the only minority, the only Negro out of everybody. Like the job sites that I go to, I'm the only black person there. Like it, not even the other trades. There ain't no other trades got a nigga out there. I'm the only nigga out there, and it's so strange because I get looks like, man, what the fuck this nigga doing here? You get looks like that because it's a tight-knit community when it comes to fucking Mexican construction companies, and it was, and you can feel the looks and you can feel the stares, and like the language barrier for me, I can understand a little bit, but I can't understand everything. They talk so fast, so it's just like, oh, I'm not really sure what you're saying or what you're thinking, but we're both confused right now. Like I'm not really sure if you want me here or not. And these motherfuckers are hard asses, okay? Hard asses. I don't care to be fucking. I don't care to be coddled or babysit while I'm working. Babysat while I'm working. That's not what's up. And basically, these companies are family oriented. If you're not Mexican, nigga, we watching you. And so when I get there, they're like, oh, okay. So Apparently, I don't know what it is to where I get shifted around like this so quickly, but apparently I might be a good worker. That might be the thing, I do what I do. And like, so I get shifted to this company, and they are very poignant about everything. Like, how much pipe you ran today, how much you did this today, let me know your fucking quota of the day and all that. Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. And then since I'm the minority, I'm the odd man out. Every time something gets fucked up, nigga, I'm the one to get pointed blame at. Just because, like, oh, nigga, let's just blame it on this guy, because fuck, you gonna wanna keep us here. If shit, if anybody gotta take the fall, I'm the fall guy. I'm the whipping boy, basically. And like, so I come there, I do my work, I do my work, I do my thing, and I fucking go. I get my 8 hours in or whatever, and I fucking go home. Fucking don't even worry about that job no more. That's how I like to keep it during the day. But hey, not everybody is as good and a competent worker as I. So, some things get fucked up. And I've noticed that some of the jobs that motherfucker has been put on, it was just a whole bunch of apprentices out there, not really knowing much. So, like, things get fucked up, and then if I'm in the room and something fucked up, oh, look, did you do this? Did nigga? I had the foreman come up to me one day. He was like, "Hey man, how you doing?" I'm like, "I'm good, man." He was like, "Oh, you having any trouble with that? Whoop de whoop, such and such, yada yada." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." He was like, "Oh, okay, so you got it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got it." He was like, "You sure?" I'm like, "I'm positive, my nigga." He was like, "All right, I'm about to go check it." Nigga, you about to go check? What? Nigga, are we in third grade? Nigga, you gotta go inspect my work. Okay, do what you do, nigga. Am I the only one that you inspecting this work from? Like, are you inspecting everybody else's work? I'm not sure if you're inspecting everybody else's work. It feel like you singling me out. Like, you don't think I know what I'm doing. But all right, whatever. I deal with a whole bunch of shit like that, and it recently got to the point to where I've jumped from job to job to job, just doing other oddball shit. The second to last job, I've been within a span of 2 months, I've been to four different jobs, 4 to 5 actually, 4 to 5 different jobs, and it's little knick-knack shit here and there, dealing with different hectors, dealing with different hector personalities. And the second to last job I was at, first day I get there. Now, I don't know if y'all know, y'all probably don't know much about when it comes to me talking about electrical and shit, but just understand this, all right? When I get there, motherfucker tells me, "Hey, how long you been doing this?" I'm like, "Man, 13 years." He was like, "Oh, okay, cool. Well, here, let me have you run this wire." I'm like, "All right." And boom, that's it. Nigga, he gave me some plans. He's like, "Here, run this." He don't give me no helper or nothing else. He was just like, "Run this wire by yourself, my nigga." You know how hard it is to difficult? It's not as difficult, but it's pretty difficult to run wire through a raceway by yourself with bends and all that. You need one man on one side and another man on another side just in case some sticky shit happens. I don't know what I can compare this to. Let's see. Say you got a rope, right? And you stick it down a pipe, and that pipe's hanging over a ledge, and you got to get that one piece of rope from one side to the other side. And there's a knot on one side, and you gotta stuff the knot in on one side, but then pull on the other side at the same time as you're stuffing the knot in. Like, do that by yourself. How you figure out to get that knot through by yourself? Yeah, exactly, something like that. So, just imagine. It seems like I was being tested. Are you putting me through a gauntlet, sir? What are we doing here? Like, why? Is everybody else pulling wire by themselves? Am I the only one? Like, I don't get it. So, the things that I have to deal with, in this work life situation, depending on wherever I'm going. California was just the same, just the same. I've explained my gripes with California and such. Like things are just a little bit different. There's more than one way to skin a cat, but apparently these people want it their way. I mean, it's not McDonald's. You can't have it your way all the time, but you should. I get it. I get it. So today was the day I was at this new job, where it's at these schools out here. I've told y'all about these schools with these stadiums and these fucking baseball, tennis ball, softball fucking fields and all that. And this shit's so crazy. So we working on some shit under some bleachers. And I'm at this new site, and it's basically I'm working with another Hector Foreman, and he's straight up fucking hard ass. I gave him props earlier. I gave him props before during the day. Like, he's a lot cooler than the other guy, but they both something else. They have their differences, but they both are similar in a way of how they act and what they do. Always checking you, not believing what you not believing your worth or whatnot, and it's just, and they got family, they hire family. If you ain't family, I'm up your ass, basically. So today, this is a story of how I got fired. Yeah, he got fired like a motherfucker today. It was crazy because, like, we doing some, I'm running some rigid piping and all, and such, and like we doing what we gotta do, but motherfuckers is rushing just because that's what they always rushing a nigga, telling the nigga to hurry up and shit. And it's me and this other guy, and we doing what we can. We doing what we can with what we have. They have just the minimal, just the minimal. Like, I need this many connectors or this many fittings. I'ma have exactly that many fittings. But what if I drop one, or what if one break? No. You're not gonna drop one, and none of them should break. And so they just trust that it's fucking dumb as the shit. They don't have everything. We gotta fucking innovate. We gotta come up with solutions for other shit, and they expect us to work faster. It doesn't work that way. We still gotta fabricate some things just in case something doesn't fit properly, and we doing what we can do. And I'm just going, and what they at what he was asking for, the foreman, basically, was there's some industrial outside lights, weatherproof lights that were mounting outside, and as we mount them outside, they have these little caps on the ends that have little rubber gaskets on them so they can seal the water or whatnot. And it's not a problem what happened, but simple mistake that could have been fixed. And I think about it as if this wouldn't have happened, or if that wouldn't have been that, would have been such a big deal, or would he have still found something to be angry about? But yes, when he did come and seen that instead of using the fitting that comes with the light, I used a compression fitting, compression rigid fitting connector that, it comes with the pipes and such, and figured that had been all right to use, but I didn't think. At one point, he did say to have these on it, but it slipped my mind, and I didn't think about that. I was just like, let's just hurry up and get it done, put it up there, and bow, put it up there like that. And yeah, because the more and more I think about it, the more I'm like, did at one point did he say? But he wasn't too clear. The language barrier between someone having English as a second language, the way they interpret, the way they explain things, is not as thorough as you would expect, or like from somebody that speaks English as a normal language. Like, so I wasn't told specifically that this needed to be how it needed to be because if inspection came, this would be such and such. I didn't think it was such a problem, so that's what I did. What I did, you know, I made the cognizant decision to go ahead and do what I did. Now, for that reason being, it shouldn't be such a big deal, especially since it can be fixed. But when he did come and he was checking things, 'cause he's always coming and checking shit, like, you know, motherfucker don't know what they're doing. And he was like, this was such and such. I thought I said to do this. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. But this shouldn't be a problem. He was like, well, it's already up there. I thought you said you knew what you was doing. I was like, what that, you know, he's like, I thought you said you knew such and such. I was like, what that got to do with this right here? That has nothing to do with this right here. Like, this is such a problem. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. It could be changed if you're you know, if it's that big of a deal. And he was like, well, we're not gonna be able to pass inspection because of this, and yada yada. We need to. I keep telling you about going back and forth, and I was like, well, I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm not really sure why, you know, you yelling. I didn't really say that, but I was like, it can be fixed, and I don't think if you know. I told him, I was like, I don't think we're gonna fail inspection because of that right there, and plus you can barely see it. So he was like, man, see, I told you, god damn it. And then he took the little pipe or whatever he had and he slammed it on the ground. And I'm like, whoa, you know, acts of aggression. Excuse me, sir, why are you being so aggressive right now? What you slamming stuff down for, like a toddler? Like, we ain't children here. I'm an adult. I don't need you to act like this. You talk to me properly, sir, like a man. This is what we're here for. If you got a problem about something, you speak to me about it. You don't start slamming shit on the ground like you don't know how to control your manners. And yeah. Then we had words after that, and I called him some shit. Yeah, I was like, fuck you, you dumbass dude. Yeah, if you wanted this, you wanted that. And he's like, oh, who you work for? I was like, nigga, I don't work for you. I was like, I work for such and such. He was like, yeah, I know you don't work for me. You don't work for me. And I was like, nigga, you don't even work for you. Nigga, you work for this nigga. You work for the white man. So, bitch, get the fuck out of here. So he was like, get off my job site. Get out of here. You ain't working for me no more. And I was like, oh, okay. That's what it is. What the fuck ever. You know, I got really heated. Had to call my brother because this nigga, he throwing shit down and all that, catching the temper tantrum. Nigga, like you part of the lollipop girl. Nigga, you smaller than me catching temper tantrums like that. Nigga, who the fuck you think you is? Like, why? Drop two piece the fuck out you out here, son. Nigga, leave you without the biscuit. Nigga, two piece with the zoot suit, son. Be careful. Because you don't know who the fuck who is. Nigga, this is, I am coming through to you through a temp service. Okay, sir? I don't work for your company that you work for. Nigga, so, nigga, you don't know what the fuck type of problems I might have. But, you know, you can't just go around hauling off hitting niggas because. That's how the other dumb shit happens. So you gotta be careful in life. You gotta be careful. You know, you gotta be careful so you don't halter anything that's gonna you don't alter anything that's gonna halt your dream chase. You gotta keep moving forward and think logically about things. But so I had to call my brother. I was like, I need to talk to somebody because I'm gonna keep telling this nigga shit. At one point, I thought this nigga was in the portalette, and I was gonna tip that bitch over, and like I was very antsy about it. I pulled on the handle pretty hard, even though I saw that the portalette, the handle, they have it go from green to red if somebody in there. If somebody ain't in there, red means somebody in there. And I was like, ooh, if this nigga in here, I was gonna tip that bitch over. Bitch, you gonna rue the day that you fucking stepped across me, my nigga. It was not him. He was not in there. That guy probably would have been very upset. I was talking very loudly that I was gonna tip the portalette over as I was standing right outside the portalette. So, Yeah, sorry to that actor that might have been taking a shit inside there. Ooh, them poor lesbians be so terrible. They be terrible. They be so bad. Like, oh my God. And then, like, you think it's bad when it's just a mixture of people on the job site using the portal app. But when it's just all Hectors, all of them, just everybody, like, the toilet paper goes instantly. As soon as they put toilet paper in there, the toilet paper gone. I don't know what happens. I don't know if it gets used all the way up. Hectors don't layer the seat, so I'm not really sure if the asshole is eating the toilet paper, or if they're taking the toilet paper home. It's like, well, why ain't you got toilet paper at your house? Why are you taking the portal at toilet paper? It makes me think. But also, they do shit a lot. They shit a lot, and it seems like every time they do shit, it burns. Like, I would not, I wouldn't even pick that in the would you rather. Like, would you rather every time you shit, it's a hot shit? Or would you rather every time you burped, it was acid reflex? And I think I would take every time I burped, it was acid reflex. Because I think that's normal for most people. But you get it. I was just trying to give an analogy and spit fire off the head real quick. But yeah, it seems like they shit hot fire. All the time. Definitely do not layer the seat when they sit down. I'm a layerer. I have to layer the seat. I don't understand who would just sit bare-assed on a public toilet seat, especially a portalette seat. These motherfuckers be missing the seat and shit. And it's like, whoa, how did you miss the seat when you sit directly on the seat? Some people be hitting the back of the seat like they got a high asshole or something like that. I never understand the trajectory of a Mexican poop shoot. So, that's funny. Yeah, and so I was definitely gonna tip that bitch over, but I didn't. I didn't. And then I saw him walking up, and I was like, "Ooh, he's so lucky." He didn't see me. Well, he didn't talk to me he didn't need to. But then after that, I just left. I left because I didn't need to get in any type of trouble. There was so many police because it's still a school grounds. Nothing needs to happen. And yeah, well, I could have told him some foul shit though, but I kept it to myself. I kept it to myself. I've said enough. And but you do feel the shame and the embarrassment, but that's just like bombing on stage. You know, you're gonna have to feel that at some point in time. Just pick your head up, man, go with the flow, and just go on about your business. So yeah, nigga lost their job because I think it was coming anyway. It was inevitable. I think that's what they was waiting for. They was just waiting for the right moment just to go ahead and lay it in on this nigga. Yeah, we got that nigga out of here. Now we can just speak Spanish to everybody. It's like, all right, you motherfuckers, you got me. I would have liked to go out swinging, but no, don't do that, Kyle. That's you just doing that out of spite. Yeah, a little bit. I'm being very spiteful because that's that bullshit. But you know, hopefully things get better. And actually, I found out that things are getting better. You know, motherfucker got fired on a Thursday, but nigga, I work for a temp service, so they was like, "Hey, you ready to go to work tomorrow?" I was like, "Sure, sure I am." So nigga got another job, so I'll be going to another spot tomorrow, and that's how it is. That's the life of being an adult and doing adult shit and getting things going. You gotta keep going, man. Don't let that influx of money stop. You gotta support this habit, this goddamn addiction, this stage addiction, this entertainment addiction. It's an addiction, man. Like, you know you love it. That's why you keep doing it. That's why you wake up and you think about it. You go to sleep and you think about it. You can't help but to do it. You see it in your dreams, don't you? Yeah, I know you see it in your dreams. You see where you're supposed to be at. You see the successfulness that you can make from yourself. That's why you're chasing it. The guideline of chasing that dream, man. We all out here chasing the dream. Boom, 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 boom. I got some sweater gauze for y'all. Some sweater gauze, sweater gauze, sweater gauze, sweater gauze, sweater gauze, sweater gauze, sweater gods. Sweater gods? Sweater gods. Sweater god, man. I swear to God. Oh. So let's just get into it. Sweater God, son, number 72. Sweater God, number 72. 72, sweater God. Although GPS is free, like the GPS that everybody has, the shit that you use to, like, use your MapQuest and shit, although it is free, it costs $2 million per day to run, to operate. And $2 million per day just to operate your GPS. But we pay through it through our American tax revenue. So, boom, you know, it still gets paid through us from somehow. But 2 million per day. You just fucking cat. Hey, you need your GPS. I know I need the GPS. Like, shit, everywhere I go out here, I'm GPS. And then it's going to be like this for a while. Because this city here, nigga, the way things just split instantly, and it's like, oh, when did this become this lane going this way now? I don't want to go this way. Now I'm stuck on a loop. Whew. Yeah. I need my global positioning system just to let me know that I'm going the right way, because you don't want to be fucking just going wandered up in the dumb wrong places around here. They got a few places out here that just remind you, like, little Mexico, a little Tijuana. And you got places that's just all Mexican. It's just wild. It's like they like down in New Orleans, they got a place that's just all Vietnamese. They call it Vietnamese Village. Like, and it smell like sushi, like squid or octopus or something like that. It always stank there, but we knew not to go there. Because you would die. You would get cut up or some shit like that. I don't know. Bad rumors from children. So, yeah. 2 million. I wish I had 2 million. We working on it, though, nigga. We moving up. We moving up in the ladder, nigga. Getting things paid for. Other shit starting to pop off, too. Oh, I can't wait to get back on stage. God damn it, I can't wait to get back on stage. Sweater God, my nigga. Sweater God number 77. Sweater God. What is this? Oh, Sweater God. This one is a fun one. Sweater God, my nigga. 65% of autistic kids are left-handed, and only 10% of people in and only 10% of people in general are left-handed. Okay, now do you understand when I found this fact that this was a fucking another mind-blowing fact that I need to just add down into the left-handed dossier that I have? Just everything left-handed, because me and left-hand, I have a fixation with left-handed everything, left-handed people, left-handed things, things that are left-handed. If you can just narrow it down to people, I would assume it's just that, basically. And so 65% of autistic people are left-handed. Autistic people are amazing. Okay, people with autism have their own little niche. All right, so that means they think with the left side of their brain. That means that's the magic side right there. I like to think of it as the side that basically, because they said if we can use 100% of our brain power, we'd be able to float and levitate and fly and shit like that. Like, they're close to telekinesis. They're close to being able to move things with their mind. That's what I assume. You know, using the left side of your brain like that, it's just, it's something else. And like the people that use the left side of the brain, there's a lot of famous people. Eminem, Jay-Z, just wordplay. Just think about it. The way they word things, the way they think about things. Oh, man, if you put a whole bunch of left-handed people together in a sea can, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to break out of that bitch and learn to fly. So, it's something else. That is, swear to God, son, 65%. Swear to God, my nigga. 65% of them. 65% of autistic people. All people with autism. Left-handed. That wows me. I'm behooved. Swear to God. Swear to God, I'm 84. This one's fun. Just let y'all know, swear to God, my nigga. A cluster of bananas is called a hand. Yes. If you didn't know that, I didn't know that. Swear to God, though, my nigga. And just a single banana is called, swear to God, look, a finger. What you think? Come on. Swear to God, who knew that? Who knew that? Let me know. Don't lie to me. Like, did you know that already? Because I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Now, maybe I'm just dumb as fuck, but swear to God, my nigga, that's what it is. Swear to God, fun facts. Oh man, banana trees are hard to get rid of. You know that? You gotta really dig down to the root, because if not, then you're just gonna keep getting banana trees. Like, that was so weird that banana would always get, I mean, that Donkey Kong, that Kong would always get upset when Donkey Kong would always, Donkey would always get upset when his banana hoard was low. It's like, just grow your own banana tree, dude. If you got more than one, it's not like they're not gonna keep producing bananas. Because they produce bananas fucking rapidly. Like, just, plant you some banana seeds and grow you some banana trees yourself. Fucking show a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Like, just fucking teach a man how to, teach that nigga how to fucking plant a banana tree. And shit, he'll have bananas for a lifetime. Your hoard will never be empty, sir. Just, why nobody show Donkey Kong that? He'd be upset. He'd be upset when his banana hoard, when his hoard would go low. That was the first time when I really understood what hoard was. I never knew. Never knew. Like, hoard and hoard. That's wild. Is one HORDE and the other one HOARD? Is that what we're looking at here? Let's see. Let's see. HORDE is a large group of people. Is that how they spelled it, though? Kong's Banana Horde? Horde and horde and horde. Horde versus horde. No, so yes, the hoard that they had on there was HOARD, which is a stock or store of money of value objects, typically one that is a secret or carefully guarded. So yeah, hoard and hoard. There you go, like two, two, and two. TOTOO and TWO. Man, words are something. Words are something. It's wild. But I like it. I like it. Horde. And it's so weird when you think about the context of both of them. If you, especially if you put it in a sentence, the hordes of the hordes, the horde horde. Horde horde horde. I like it. I'm with it. Swear to God, my nigga. All right. Last swear to God before we decide to end and get out of here, because this has been a good time. I do enjoy coming here and just being able to spew out just my inner souls, my inner beings of me. So, people can catch on and be like, "What this nigga doing now?" Well, this is what's going on now. If you've been catching on since the beginning. Like, this is what's happening. This is what's where I'm at this point in this chase of the journey. I'm with y'all doing swear to God because I'm trying to make this a little more interesting for everybody. Just in case if you don't think it's interesting enough with me and talking to my friends and shit. And there were certain things that I used to do on here that I don't do anymore. So, just keep it on. Things modify, man. Things move on up. And so, as you can see, I have a theme because I do have some type of structure to this free form, fuckers. And swear to God, 104, 103, yeah. Swear to God, opposites attract is a common myth. Swear to God, it's a common myth. People are actually attracted to people that look like family members or similar personality types, or people with similar personality types. Swear to God, my nigga. Ain't that crazy? Like, you more attracted to somebody that looks like a family member, like your dad or your mom or something like that. Like, I can see that in women a lot, that women are attracted to somebody that looks like their dad. I have heard from a friend that when it comes to mixed races, especially I would say men or women, that where if the dad is white, then that mixed child would normally like a white person, would normally like to date a white person. But if the dad is black, then that mixed child would normally date a black person. Yeah. Crazy, right? I mean, just to think about it, like to think about it like that. I've never put it in that type of context before. I've never thought of it that way before. Like to what are they more attracted to, and what makes them more attracted to this? Basically, what they see. And this is what this fact is actually saying, that A, like, yeah, that you're attracted to people that family members or people of your similar personality type. And that's another thing to where I see people that have two very distinct personalities that are just the same, that hit it off, and they're in love forever. Like, I my friend, my homie, fucking Devin Hendale, Hendale, Devin. He's a big Budweiser drinker. He loves Budweiser. He has a tattoo of Budweiser on his leg. He drinks beer. That's what he does. He drinks beer and he does electrical. He's an electrician that I came up with, and fucking, that's what he does. He fucking rides big trucks, and he likes his little Boston Terrier. He likes dogs and shit. And I was like, man, you never, I didn't, he was somebody you would never think that would just fall in love and shit like that. He would always be like, nah, this is me. I'm not gonna fall in. He had a girlfriend at one point in time, but it never worked out or whatnot. And it was just like, well, I don't know who you would want to be with, or who would want to be with the person that you are. You know, your personality is so distinct that it seems like it's unmatchable. And speaking of unmatchable, not that he was on Match.com or nothing like that, but he found somebody on Tinder. He found somebody who was exactly like him, who could drink him under the table. Like, in this motherfucker drinks. And boom, like, their personality types was so spot on. And they have been in love ever since. Like, I'm pretty sure he's still with this person. I don't know if they're getting married or whatnot, or if they might be married or whatnot. But boom, back to this fact. Swear to God, my nigga. All right? Opposites attract is a myth. Nigga, this shit, yeah. This shit is real, all right? Hey, you probably dating somebody that looks just like your mama. Probably so. Nigga, that's what you're used to. Nigga. The baby bird always follows the mom. The baby bird always follows the first thing he sees, and that's what's imprinted on your mind. Boom, so that's what you're gonna go for. Mama's boys, yeah, people that want somebody that's just like their mama, to treat them like a mother. They've been imprinted. They can't. It's ingrained in their brain, and they can't change it. It's insane. I think I want to do this. Oh, and thank you for the sweater gauze. That was the sweater gauze, you guys. I wanna give you just the first of this new poem that I'm writing. Just the first, like, little stanza or whatever. I don't know what to really call it. A little snippet, little segment of this poem. I want to call it the social dilemma, but I think I might call it "Say Hi to the Internet." I'm not sure. But this is I guess I'm trying to express my feelings. Usually how I try to always express my feelings or how I feel about the internet. I guess it's the internet in whole, or I don't know, or it might be just a certain segment of what it is, not the internet altogether, because it's still good. It's a good platform to use to there's just certain aspects of what you do when you do get online. So here we go. Today I felt like saying hey to the internet. I'm not sure if the world's ending yet. I just reach out to reconnect. The thorough inspect of a reject. We respect the disrespect. Conversations to intercept. The wor they worried about how he innocent and ain't worried about that NSF. Non-sufficient funds don't send the memos to the benefits. 'Cause bills gonna be bills, but they been a bitch. But the addicting focus to text this thread gonna have you ending up in a ditch. And your white friend Penny gets pinned. You can call that Penny Pinch. With the husband building a nursery with no reason to finish it. 'Cause drama and gossip is what you got you up in the spread. But not enough hearts over the world can revive the dead. The sharp parts of the art can refine the edge over the social insanity. Today I feel like saying hey to the internet. Yeah. So I feel whenever I and there's more. There's a whole lot more, but I'm not it's not done, so you don't get the rest. But I want to I want to take my poems and definitely give vision to them. Very descriptive, but it just I'm like there's where the standstill lies, because I have so much that I can do and I can provide. There's so much content I can put out there, but it's just like one step at a time, and these baby steps are so minute. It just feels like I'm never gonna get there, but I understand that eventually I will get there, and once I do get there, the satisfaction for getting there and completing what I want to be as great work of art, it's gonna be grand. So you just gotta keep striving, and that's kind of how I'm expressing myself for the internet and how the internet makes me feel. I guess I can break it down a little bit. Every time I feel like it feels like when I do get on the internet, it's like Jesus Christ, has the world not ended? Like it seems like the world is we're like we're going through a rapture or something like that. Like Jesus Christ is coming, the third, the resurrection of Christ is damn near here, and people about to start disappearing and shit. Every time I get on it, that's just what it feels like to me. It's so heavy on just the darkness and the debauchery of where it can take you. And I just get back on. I just get back on to reconnect with people, and I, we, when you get on like Instagram and stuff, you do. Since I feel as if I'm, not as if I'm not wanted, because I'm definitely wanted, but I do feel as if I'm not wanted, kind of like a reject. So I do I scroll through, not caring, but still looking at other people's stuff, critiquing, seeing if I should like this or if I shouldn't like this, or why should I even care about liking it? The reject from the outside, given a thorough inspection. So, and most people when they do get on there, all they are worried about is who's saying what about what, and if they can jump into the intercept what they're saying in that conversation. And it's just like, why do you even care? Like, you're never gonna see this person, so Who gives a fuck about your opinion at this point in time, and what makes it valid? Like, is this gonna help anything? Is this gonna get you anywhere by stating your opinion about how you feel about this certain situation? And it could be a small, stupid situation that bananas aren't called hands. Like, a cluster of bananas isn't called hands, and one of them isn't a finger. You know, it's something else. And people can argue about the dumbest shit all the time. So that's kind of why these words come to me like that. And it's nice that I have the capability to explain what the fuck I'm talking about. And people on the internet, they like to pick sides. The OJ case, for instance, like, boom, he's innocent. He's not innocent. He's innocent. He's not innocent. You know, but now you put it online, like, he's a rapist. He's not a rapist. He's doing the Lord's work. This, that, like, everybody has their opinion about this, but they ain't really paying attention, to they spending all this money to get this person fucking canceled and shit. But nigga, they ain't worried about they goddamn lights that's about to get turned off, and all of these goddamn non-sufficient fund fees that they gotta pay, because they fucking spending money for the cause, in quotations. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, you know them bills still coming. The bill's still gonna come. They don't give a fuck that you ain't got no money. They ain't hear that there was a lockdown. Nigga. Certain bills still came, man. Certain bills are still coming through. Like, they ain't understand that shit. They ain't understand there was a global pandemic. Boom, we still here. Hey, you gotta pay us. You gotta give me your money. You still want things to work properly, right? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Like, you son of a bitch. The bills been a bitch. They been a bitch. But you don't care. You don't care. You gonna get an extension. You gonna get an extension. You don't give a fuck about what your credit do. You just worried about what this nigga online said. You paying attention to this thread for so long. This thread's got your attention everywhere you go. This phone's got our attention everywhere we go. We can't put it down. We addicted to it. It's a drug, man. It's a drug. Put it down for a little bit. Look at nature. Nigga, there are goddamn commercials to tell us to stop texting and driving, because that is the new wave. That is the new thing. Put it down. I do it too. I'm the hypocrite talking about it. It's like, damn. Look at what the world has came to. Commercials saying, "Oh yeah, I'll be there in a boop," and then boom, that's the last message they text, because they ran a stop sign and they got T-boned. Now everybody in the car dead. Like, this is wild, son. The world has evolved into fucking crash test dummies. This addicting focus to this text thread is gonna have you ending up in a ditch. Car crashes are terrible. Your best friend Penny gets pinned. Now she penny pinched. If you ain't wearing your seatbelt, you might fly out through the window. Boom, lodged up between the wall and the car. Remember on fucking goddamn. Oh, Signs? Remember on Signs? Goddamn, what you call it, its wife? Mel Gibson's wife was smashed between the car and that fucking truck. And the only thing that was keeping her alive was because the car and the truck was smashing her insides together. If they would have pulled apart, she would have died instantly. So they was like, "Hey man, you want to talk to your wife while she's still here? Because eventually we're going to have to pull these cars apart." That'd have been crazy if they'd have just left her like that, and she'd work from there. I think fucking, goddamn I think Family Guy did a bit about that. But yeah. With a husband building a nursery with no reason to finish it. With the husband building a nursery with no reason to finish it. Thinking about that imagery. Think about what that means. The husband building a nursery because Penny, who's been pinched, was pregnant with their child. And now, because you all up in this drama and gossip, life has been lost. And ain't enough hearts in the world to go ahead and revive the dead. Wow, that got dark. Sharp parts of the art can refine the edge of social insanity. Of this social insanity. You rarely see the sharp parts of the art. It's always covered by something smooth. They always try to smooth the edges. But if you can see the sharp parts, that's like seeing the dark side. That's like seeing the darkness. It probably can smooth down the edges, kind of like stone grinding up against another stone, flattening things out. Maybe that's what we need to be able to see the evil, so it can gradually. It can gradually bring people to the realization that all of this needs to, something needs to be done. This needs to stop. I don't know where I'm going. You probably understand though. You get it. So I'm gonna keep thinking about it and I'm gonna keep writing it. It's fun. I don't know if I'm gonna keep it as today. I felt like saying hey to the internet, or well, saying hi to the internet, or social dilemma. Just 'cause, you know, I also need to visually put that together somehow, and there's so many things that I need to do. Oh my God! But anyway, man, you fucking get your affirmations in, fucking meditate, medicate, masturbate. No. Manifest, meditate, medicate, okay? Just meditate, manifest, medicate, however you want to put it, and get it in. Definitely get it in. Say your affirmations. Don't give up. Chase that dream. Shit's gonna come when shit come. When it's your time is gonna be there. Just be prepared. When it's my time, I'm gonna be over prepared. So keep doing what you're doing. People see you. They see you. Even though if you think you don't, they don't. Even if you think no one sees you, somebody sees you. People are looking. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting your content out there. Somebody likes whatever's going on. You know, there's something for everybody. You can't just single it down to one margin that, oh, this needs to be this and this needs to be that. There's something out there for everybody. Understand that. Build you a business. Start you a program. Get things going. It all starts with you. It's got to start somewhere. Just get it going. Get the wheels turning. You got an idea, put it to paper. Make it come to fruition. Never gonna happen if you don't try. So that's it for me, man. I've been your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And y'all have a good
Good
evening,
evening, Joker.
Joker.